Okay, guys, as you know, we've been walking you down the pathway in marketing, the steps that you're just gonna have to go through as you build your marketing foundation. Number one, I would say before you're even on the road, you're networking. You yourself are your marketing and your sales engine, and that will be consistent throughout. So don't let that go away over the course of this conversation. You are still boots on the ground, getting yourself out there, making meaningful connections. First, we talked about online presence. You look great online when people are looking for you. Then we talked about visibility. Now people are starting to find you through your organic marketing efforts. And now last stage, as you really grow and have more of a budget to put behind your marketing, you're in the lead gen category. We're keeping on moving down this road. Don't think lead gen's gonna come when you're really at online presence.
People, we're talking about paying for leads, ultimately, last stage of the game. And there's a few different ways you can do this.
Yeah, because here's what people want out of their marketing, and they want it on day one. And the reason we're talking to you about this whole road is because we're saying you can't skip steps. But here's what you really want out of your marketing dollars in time. You want it to be a machine. If I pay X amount per month, or if I do these consistent activities, I can expect on average X number of leads. If I get X number of leads, I'm usually having Y number of discovery calls. I close at Z percent rate. I'm getting out of letters here. And that leads to this much revenue in new projects. That's what you want. That's the engine and the machine that we're building. It doesn't happen on day one, but as you're starting to get into this lead generation side of things, what I think people skip that leads to failure is all of the metrics tracking, all of the analytics that you have in place so that you can accurately measure when I pay this much, I earn this much. That is the biggest factor of success.
Well, I also want to call to another major factor. Like you're talking about the once you put it into place, here are all the things that can contribute to failure. I think also that failure can happen way earlier on in your sales in general. If you don't have your sales buttoned up where the close is a machine to that initial consultation and you're feeding your clients an experience that they need and you take them through this closing journey that also should have a diversification of your sale so that you can capitalize when you're paying for something, you want to have that high closing rate. So diversification of those services will lead to that. So it comes from the conversations you're having. It also starts from the informational journey and the financial closing journey. If you guys are listening and how many of you have skipped the paid consult and you are thinking about paying for leads, you better think again.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest skip step and you think that you need to invest that time to get this bigger deal, but that's not going to serve you. There's so much time it takes to close and you're going to start paying for leads.
Well, and let's just talk about it, you know, in terms of covering your bases. If you know that your cost per lead is in the 100s, 200s, less, hopefully, as we work on this, if you're not using a paid consultation, you could be spending that to not close a client at all. And you know, if I close them to a paid consultation at $450, I've paid myself for that lead.
Exactly.
At least I've covered my base. I've paid for the last two leads. That's what we're working towards. And it helps you close a stronger project.
Yeah, not only paying leads, but you might be paying for assistant support throughout that close.
Other unbillables in your business operations. You got to cover it all.
Yep. A lot of stackable expenses can happen. So we have a whole podcast about that in terms of what your sales journey should be, the steps you should be taking for that presence and visibility.
Turn your sales process into machine or something along those lines. Go listen to that one. This is everything that we're talking about. It should be replicable. It should be predictable. You should really be able to trust your process to back up everything that you say. You're great with your clients. You're great on the discovery call. You're great when you're on site. Now the whole process that you're building has to back up everything that you're saying and reinforce it to that sale. So yes, Shay, I think that's so true. Super important preliminary step before you get to the lead generation point. And another one is your tracking.
Yeah. Let's do a quick checklist. If you're listening right now, let's throw out together. We're doing this on a wing here. So, No, I think we could totally do it. If you check all these boxes, then you are prepared for lead gen, which then has a whole foundation that has to be built before you can even dive into that. So we won't do that lead magnet portion. Here's all the boxes. If you're thinking it's time to start paying for advertising, it's time to start playing with money and understanding, and it is a game to play and figure out how much money does it take to actually bring that lead in and all those things. So here's the list. You should have your sales process completely solidified from that conversational closing journey.
And tested. Not just, okay, I just completed it. I've put my bow on it, but I've tested it. It's tried and true.
Yeah. So the verbal confirmation, that means your sales pitch is solid, your invoicing journey from that, you're getting paid consultations, you're leading them to a close.
You're efficient, whether there's some automation helping you with that, but it's an efficient process. You're not reinventing the wheel. You're not wasting time. You're not burning out.
Another checkbox, all the informational deliverables are executed. So you have your email templates, you have questionnaires, you have welcome packets, investment guides, call it what you will, but that journey is solidified and may or may not argue, say however you feel about automation. There should be some level of it, like Evelyn's talking about efficiency, but your technology, at minimum, you have your website contact submission form connected to your CRM that also has an automation to either schedule or tell that consumer that the intake has been received and there'll be an outreach.
You're going to pay to get them there. You're going to pay for that conversion of someone completing that website contact form and not immediately send them something and let them go kick tires on another website.
So at minimum, that first stopping point where you could send everyone to your website and it starts your sales funnel consistently, that's there. Now, the other things, Evelyn, I'm going to pass the torch for you for all of those presence and visibility checklist things that need to be there for the SEO engine to start. So your lead gen. So Evelyn's going to continue the list.
So go back to the episode where we walked through visibility and online presence for sure, because we go through it in mega detail. But to kind of recap, and especially once you're going into lead generation, you have to have a successful website. And by successful, where lead generation is concerned, it speaks to you and your brand. It speaks to your target client even more so. The call to actions are very clear. If you're paying to send someone there, they know exactly where they need to click. That funnel is strong. So successful on both sides. When I get there, I'm interested in you. This is the designer for me. And I know how to complete the conversion that you're paying for. Super, super, super important. We also know, even for the perfect search terms, someone is looking for interior designer. God, I'm just going to say it again. Atlanta, Georgia. For whatever reason, that always comes to mind. Even when they get to your website through your paid ad, very often they aren't converting right away. Maybe they're saving you as a bookmark. They're leaving open multiple tabs. You're not always going to have that conversion directly from that paid click. So you have to have your visibility foundation built enough that then when they go back to look for you again, they can find you. A lot of times data is showing me people come to the website from the ad. I can see that traffic. I can see that it's generating. I can see it's working. And the Google Analytics is telling me people are then clicking to that business name again in 2 days, in 3 days, and then they're filling out that form. They're doing their due diligence. So that's why I say analytics, all of your metrics reporting, not only your Google Ads conversion tracking, but your Google Analytics conversion tracking is all set up and locked in so that you can tell that story to yourself. Because if you just start to say, well, no one's converting through my ad, you're not looking at it all.
Hold on. I want to pause you there, though, because you're going to analytics and setting all that up would be a foundational thing, but we're still on a checklist to find out if I'm even ready to start building my foundation to set up the Google Analytics, to set up the lead gen platforms.
I see what you're saying. I would argue a little bit because when someone's in visibility and I know that they're moving there, this is part of the conversation. I do put it on that checklist to be ready to build that foundation. You don't want to be doing all this work on the day that you're like, okay, I have the budget. I'm ready to go. this is still a preliminary process to get there. But I hear what you're saying. So the website is successful. Your conversions are clear. Your funnel is strong. You feel your brand is well represented. Then, like I said, all those visibility things, we've done a whole episode on it. You're on those platforms where people are expecting to see you. You're being consistent enough that you're clearly in business. If you are going to pay for the brand recognition that now they've seen your website, they know who you are, you need to look great everywhere. People aren't just stopping with one click. It's not how people are using the internet anymore. You know that.
Well, basically the way I see it is the check boxes that you should be checking is doing all of the quote unquote free things. You could do it with your time. I know your time costs money and it leads you to a point where you can't be consistent and then you have to pay someone to do it. But all the check boxes that we know that Google likes, like posting blogs consistently, like getting on your Google listing and updating the photos or getting reviews or having frequent activity on the website. The social platforms, of course, are tagged to that.
That whole algorithm we talked about, invisibility. Yep.
But there's the checklist. We're doing all these things. We've got a good website. We are doing all the general networking things that we need to be doing. We know how to talk through our sales. We have solid closing rate to our sales already. So we know that everything is fixed there with a solid informational journey and consistency and bringing the money in. You are now ready to start paying.
You have the revenue and most importantly, that profit margin to be able to invest in this lead generation.
Right. Again, you're playing with money. A little bit, you are throwing money out there to learn your market, who you're kind of competing against in your space. It's kind of like the invisible stock market. You really don't know when you're putting your bet out there what the other person is betting or what the cost of the stock is. You really don't. There is some analytics, and this is where we're leading to like the setup of really understanding analytics and understanding what those keywords are pulling from or where there's opportunity where some people are not leaning into that you're competing with. So this is kind of, for me, I understand what Evelyn was saying prior was you have to start getting prepared for lead gen before you even get there.
And here's what I would say too about that in that kind of transition phase between visibility and lead gen, where I'm also going to start reallocating or at least adding time so that we've been doing that consistent blogging for SEO. You are showing up for the appropriate organic keywords. Now I'm going to transition that time that we were spending posting a blog to creating really content-rich landing pages. Usually, when we're not paying to send people to a landing page, you want your homepage, you want your services page to be beautiful. Your SEO is not your focus. Your focus on your branding of your website. Once we're going to start paying to send people there, we're going to start building some landing pages specific to ads. There's a contact form right on there. There's a calendar booking right on there. So those conversions are all happening on one page. You don't need that for organic search traffic as much, but we're going to need that moving into lead generation.
Right. So for lead gen, we're crawling there. We have this checklist filled out. We're ready to go. Of course, your business should be able to afford this. There's a whole foundational project setup that I would call it that at minimum likely is 3 months of time if you're cooking through, which simply said in my terms that Evelyn will probably go into more of the weeds with is like, you need a give. You need to simply create something that's kind of a free informational give that when you are spending dollars on the ad that you also have to create, and you're going to have to create a few of them and test them and see which one's working, you need to have some valuable piece of information that makes someone click, give you their information that's also valuable and get you into your funnel in also a different way. The goal of advertising, yes, we want leads, but also you want to gain contacts. So that newsletter funnel, that CRM connection that also should be on the checklist that's already happening, now you're capitalizing on two sides. Timing in this industry is everything. You might have drawn interest, but they're not going to buy a home until next year. You want to continue to value what you just paid for and feed them information so that when the time is right, they come back.
Yep.
Sales is about numbers and timing and consistency. That's all it is. There's no secret to it. It is a numbers game. So foundationally, Evelyn, we have the lead magnet and the landing pages, like you're saying. And then we also have the advertisements itself. Those are the two sides that now you have to build those out before you even can start playing with your dollars.
Right. So let's talk about it, because when I say advertising, people are thinking about a lot of different avenues. A lot of people go first to Instagram and Facebook. I'm just going to push an ad. I'm going to pay for an ad. Hold on, because I really want to talk to you about your goals. If your goal is lead generation, I would spend your dollars elsewhere. Boosting posts on Instagram and Facebook, even paying for full-fledged ads on Instagram and Facebook for the goal of brand awareness, for gaining followers, because that number is important to you, can totally work. Lead generation, it's not what I'm seeing be most successful. So before you go say, okay, I feel like this is something I could kind of like do on my own. This is what I'm willing to put towards this. I'm going to run a Facebook and Instagram ad. Take pause, because if that perfect lead coming through is the conversion that you're looking for, that's not the most successful avenue in my opinion and in my experience. But like I said, a boosted post here and there is a great way to build engagement, to build following, and to build that brand awareness. Now we're moving toward lead generation. I'm going to guide you to some different areas. Another lead generation platforms that are successful in this industry, depending on your sales and your diversification, which Shayna was talking about, are these pay per lead platforms like Bark, Angie's List, Thumbtack. Each one has different pros and cons. We could get into that if we feel like that's valuable here. But I feel like that is a very approachable start to your lead generation journey. The conversions on your website are irrelevant here. You can really get started maybe while we're building that foundation towards Google advertising. So that is just truly paid per lead. Bark, you get to see the lead first and decide if you want to pay for it. Thumbtack, you're going to pay automatically if it matches your search parameters. I had a very negative experience with Angie's on behalf of a client, so I'm not really going to speak to that. If you're using it successfully, good for you. Come to me. Actually, I'd love to hear what you did differently, but I did not appreciate Angie's List.
I also personally had a very negative experience with them as well. Yeah, you give them a budget and they just rip through your credit with no... Yeah, not good.
Yeah, not good in our experience. So there you go. But there's those paid per lead platforms that I think are right on the cusp of lead generation. Like that is what you're doing. You're saying, I'm willing to pay X number of dollars per lead or per week. I like that you can set the parameters differently based on those different channels to get new leads into my business. Another thing I like about it is it is something you can really toggle on and toggle off. This month, my pipeline's a little slower. I'm willing to pay, and you're not going to get punished or your results aren't going to suffer if you say, okay, for the next quarter, I'm set. I don't need this. So this is a really approachable way to get into this paid per lead game, as Shayna would say. Then what I am going to be encouraging you to be working towards in the goal of really creating that machine, like I talked about, X number of dollars leads to X number of revenue, is Google advertising. I would say search advertising. They are going to push their AI max campaigns on you. I have not seen success with the display network in this industry. So I would stick to paid search campaigns and Google advertising. Some other options are geo-targeting. It's a little bit less intent-based, but because of that, also a little bit more affordable. So depending on your budget, we could talk about geographic fencing and things like that. And there's also retargeting campaigns as opposed to search. If they've been to a competitor's website, you want them to see you in an ad. Or if they've been to a luxury moving company's website, maybe you want them to see you in an ad. So there's different ways we can pay to show up on people's screens based on what they're doing online. In my experience, if you want that machine that we're talking about, paid Google search campaigns are what we're working towards. That's that ideal.
Yeah. And like timing, cost, I'm just thinking back to the days here. If you're moving, you know, consistently, you're at minimum in 3 months of development. You're also overbuilding ads and you're in like 3 months of testing, because then you're like, what's performing, what's working, and you're kind of stripping down and honing on one or two. Tops, really only need one.
I would say typically I'm running 3 campaigns, but only one that is like a primary campaign with assets we're really focused on. The other are kind of supporting those goals. I don't want to go too into the weeds here, but yeah, we're going to allocate your budget to one primary campaign and some supporting.
And then so like 6 months down the line of really focusing on this goal, now the machine genuinely has just started consistently.
Right. We're going to start your ads and I am going to tell you, expect nothing. Think of this money as gone for 90 days. Think of it as an experiment for 90 days beyond that. I hate saying that Google learns because it's not a brain, it's a machine. But at this point, I mean, it's so close. It is learning and it will learn who the right people are for the conversions that you've set. And this goes back to the analytics. Like Shayna mentioned with the lead magnet, we have tiers of events. What we want is the Calendly booking direct to the discovery call. We can put a value to that. My second, okay, if they come through the contact form and I need to like contact them, maybe they weren't as hot and ready to go, but I still collected information on a valuable project. This is conversion number two. They subscribed to my newsletter because they were interested and wanted my download and now they're in my funnel. Okay, I'm going to call that three. And maybe they looked at three pages or more on my website. They were engaged. They were interested in me. I didn't collect their information in any way, but still this ad worked for them. They came to my website and did something. We're putting values on each of these actions so that we can tell Google, okay, this is how much this is worth to me. And when I pay you each dollar, I want you going for that highest value conversion. We're spending the money very intuitively. It's not learning any of that in 90 days. Like you gotta be ready to let the money play, as Shayna would say, and learn. It's still not a faucet. Even paying for Google Ads, which like I said, will create that machine in time. It's still not a faucet that you just turn on and turn off.
Yeah. And I'm putting you on the spot with this question because our cost conversions, from my experience, are just way more costly because we spent a lot of time doing a lot of things to learn all these lessons that we're talking about. So if I put a number on, it'd be a scary number amount of time that I'd be saying to someone else. But is there an investment? If you were going to break down, all right, we have 3 months of setup on average, it's probably about this much time cost conversion. And then you have the strategy that starts, but you can't expect a lot from that for the next 3 months. Is there a financial profiling? We did the timeline. So is there financial profiling you can break down?
Not exactly, because I wouldn't want to overpromise and underdeliver. It really depends on your market. I have a client who is very successfully running her Google Ads for $300 a month, which is low. And it works for her and her pipeline is full. I have clients running $1,200 a month because they're in high competition areas. So what 3 months of testing looks like looks different. In terms of setup, I will say, have we been working together since online presence? Or are we just now jumping in for this transition? Because how much analytics is already set up on your site? What landing pages you have? It like kind of depends on how we've taken this journey together or if we're really starting from the beginning. So again, difficult.
Big range.
I'd say just the ads set up itself. Like you come to me, your website's ready. Your analytics are there. Let's set up the ads. 5 hours. It's not huge. But I want ads and my website needs to, have the support to run that successfully. That's going to really just be so variable depending on the actions on your website.
Yeah, I was going to say landing page, lead magnet.
Yeah, I'm talking about we want the search campaigns in your Google Ads. That's an easy project.
Yeah, but I'm talking like the first 3 months, there is typically a lot of setup. To build a landing page and be talking through whatever that information is that you want to give them, realistically can be 10 to 30 hours.
Yeah.
Or more. A lead magnet we built once was a project estimator. So someone could come in and estimate their project cost. I had built it out in an Excel sheet. Then we had to build the tool.
We still have people completing it.
Right. We had to build the tool. Then you build the landing page.
Build the funnel. So we want a drip campaign that keeps going out to them with their results and what that means for them. And yeah, there's a lot.
So that just means once they filled it out, drip means we would follow up with them for 4 weeks and they get information from 4 weeks from us trying to convert them into a conversation.
Right. And we built variations. So if they complete this estimator and their average job is coming in below X number of dollars, we're sending them different educational materials than if their typical job is coming in above Y number of dollars. So we can get very sophisticated with all of this. And that's why I do hesitate to just throw hours out there. But yeah, Shayna saying like 10 to 30 is super realistic for what we're going to spend together. Yeah.
In that minimal sense. And if you want to build out a very big one, you have an elaborate idea. You could be seeing like 60 hours, but just to get some type of understanding. So let's say I'm putting on an average, it's going to cost about 20 hours on an average minimum setup to have a lead magnet, an ad built out, and some type of connection that you're going to send them information after they fill out that information. So you're looking at minimum $3,500 minimum in terms of a setup. And if you want to go elaborate, you could be spending twice that.
Right.
And then we lead to now we're playing and testing. So there's spending dollars with Google, which that's where Evelyn's saying like it is a range. You don't know Manhattan, all major cities. You got a lot of competition. Your leads are going to be really high.
Yeah, it is an auction. Here's what I don't think enough people have the vocabulary for. It is an auction. So you're saying I'm willing to spend this much. And if someone bids higher for that search term, you will just never show up. You could say I'm willing to spend $300 a month and actually spend like 12 because Google isn't serving you because you aren't competitive for that auction. So you also have to really dial that in. And the only way to do that is to run them. And that's something that I think people have also kind of been surprised about when I'm working with a client on their Google ads. It's not just the budget to run it. I want to be managing it. I get in there every single week and look at it. Is anything changing? Because if someone came in with a higher budget than us, all of a sudden our conversions could just be gone. Or we could start showing up for these weird search terms for cleaning services because Google thinks it's serving us the right people. So you also have to just be ready to manage it relatively closely. And if you, business owner, are not the right person to do that, and likely you're not because you're a genius in many ways, but very likely not a Google Ads expert, then you're also going to want to have someone in there managing your best interests. Google's job is to spend your money. Your job is to make sure it's spending it correctly.
So that weekly management is 30 minutes weekly?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just trying to do baseline, like business owner costs. Minimum $3,500 to even set up your ads. Now you've got a bucket of money that you're going to be playing with Google, paid to Google, that you're going to figure out what's winning. Then you're also going to get paid that 5 hours to just set up those ads and get it going.
Yep.
So if we're breaking this down by our cost terms, $875 to get your ads set up, and then you're going to have 2 hours of recurring support built in monthly. So $350 monthly to manage those leads on a weekly basis. So break it that down.
A year in with one of my Google Ads clients, I just decreased it to an hour and a half. That's what I was spending on average. And we put that extra right back to our ads. You know, yeah, let's boost it up. But yeah, in the beginning, I need to watch it closely because like I said, Google will think, quote unquote, that it is adding value to your ads. But if it is adding the wrong search terms, it is adding the wrong assets, it's showing the landing page you don't want it showing, then it's spending your money the wrong way.
Exactly. Well, I hope that helped everyone. Certainly make sure you're hitting that checklist before you go entertain ads. You're doing a financial analysis of the company. I always say that your marketing budget should be driven from your year-end analysis. Have that marketing budget ready to go from last year's success, and then look at your data and analyze what was performing and put, hopefully with that business growth, your marketing budget has now increased and you can smartly invest your dollars in the right vessels that are bringing in the right leads, or open up a new lead lane. Maybe now you've paid consistently for that visibility strategy. You're paying for your blogs to get up consistently, your newsletters, for that Google listing to go, all the Pinterest and socials and all the things are consistently evolving around you. You yourself are networking consistently and your sales flow is solid. Money is flowing in solid. Your closing rate is high. Now it's just how much money is there and ready to go, and having the realistic expectation of time though. So with what money is there, understanding what has to happen, what money has to go out, and then really it is the realistic expectation to not expect the instant gratification, that instant dopamine hit, as Evelyn would say, because it's just not how marketing goes. Just like building your business, you have to stay consistent and do the grunt work, and you will be rewarded over time if you just keep going.
You will. It works, people. We're not trying to talk you out of it. We're just trying to talk to you about the realistic expectations.
Realistic expectations are the key to happiness.
That's my line.
I know it is. And if you understand what has to happen, and even if that business is ebbing and flowing, you yourself knowing where you can step in to keep the machine consistent is also always an option. It's always an option, people. But be real with where you are in the process, especially with playing with Google Ads, of how much work and setup needs to be done there. I would say the shortcut is playing with Thumbtack and Bark and things like that. I would say they're the only two I've seen people have success in. I would say Thumbtack is the more succeeding lane, but it succeeds in different areas of the world.
It depends on your market. Yeah.
You have to play. It is kind of the shortcut. Time to response on those is always key. So you have to be fast to grab that lead, and you better have a tight sales process or they're going someplace else.
And this is where, and I do think it's worth it. We're talking about success here. We're talking about how to be successful. Screw it. Stay with us for a couple more minutes. If you're going to do this, think Bark, think Thumbtack. Some of these people are reaching out for interior design advice, guidance. They're putting in interior design because they're not ready or they're not prepared for a full service interior design contract. I recommend that if you're going to be on these platforms paying for these leads, you diversify your sales. You have something you can offer a lower budget lead that is fulfilling to you, that is profitable to you. I'm not saying just throw them some cheap thing. Prepare a service offering, a designer for a day kind of thing. What you'll have to think about, what would be fulfilling for you? What is worth it? What is profitable that is a lower ticket sale if you're able to offer both?
Unless your marketing budget is very high. Like if you're like telling me you got buckets of money and you just want this type of client and you're willing to pay extremely high costs and understand that you're not going to get very high amount of dopamine hits because you want those unicorns, then fine. But if you're like the majority of us where the money matters and putting your dollars out there matters for a conversion, absolutely, you cannot just be selling full service. Sorry, come at me on a different episode.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? I just want to say, if all of this is sounding intimidating, like, oh my God, $3,500 of setup.
Oh my God. I'm like, whoa, myself, I'm on the floor now.
$3,500 of setup, geotargeting, what the hell, blah. This is if and when you want to go there. I just want to remind you that for 4DBiz, we're not running Google Ads at all because I've done the visibility. Our organic search is working. We just put in the time and the effort in the organic lanes, and we've never once turned on a Google ad yet. We haven't had to. We haven't wanted to.
Yeah, we chose the 5-year grunt lane. Just stay there. It'll come in and hit. And now we don't have to shortcut and we don't have to pay.
So I'm just throwing that out there too for the people who are like, this sounds horrible. I don't want to be doing all that. There are other ways, but for the people coming to me like, okay, well, how do I bring in my next job tomorrow? Okay, have you built the foundation? Have you walked every step on the journey? And are you prepared to go down this lead generation route? If so, I'm with you. Let's do it.
100%. Definitely works. It's just you could also be in a position where if you consistently commit to the other two steps we talked about, but again, think about the consistency of doing something for 5 years inside of your own business. And then waiting for that to work. Most people don't want to. So you want to shortcut that. You can get all that set up and done within 2 years and flowing and shortcut yourself in year 3 to start getting some more leads funneling in. Absolutely. But it just goes to show how successful step 1 and 2 can be for you, that you actually don't need the ads. And we are proof of that concept. Go look online. We're not sponsored.
But I promise you, if I was not creating those web pages, every single consistently creating those blogs, it wouldn't have worked. The consistency is key, people, just like in everything else. Ain't it a
ain't it?
So we'll leave you with that. Definitely, definitely send us in your anonymous voicemails. If you have any questions about any of this, the nitty gritty of it, what the heck were you talking about? That is exactly what we're here for. We will answer you. We promise.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Okay, let's break down what we just covered because this is the episode people need to hear before they throw a single dollar at advertising. Lead generation is not step 1. It's not step 2. It's the final stage of your marketing journey and only after you've done the work. Your sales process has to be airtight. Your paid consultation has to be in place. Your website has to be converting. Your visibility foundation has to be built. If you skip those steps, you are literally lighting money on fire.
So here's the checklist we want you to go through right now. Ask yourself, is my sales process tried, tested, and consistently closing? Do I have a paid consultation in place so I'm covering my costs even before a project closes? Is my website set up to actually convert? Clear calls to action, strong funnel, and ready for paid traffic? Do I have the revenue and profit margin to invest without panicking every time a dollar goes out? If you said no to any of these, you're not ready, and that's okay. That's exactly what we're here for.
And if you are ready, let's talk real numbers. It's a minimum of $3,500 in setup costs for your lead magnet, landing pages, and ads. Then it's 90 days where you're essentially paying Google just to figure out who your people are. It's not instant. It's not a faucet you can just turn on. But it works if you're prepared. If that number feels too steep right now, Thumbtack and Bark are your starting point. They're approachable, toggleable, and a great way to learn the paid lead game before you go all in.
Here's the thing. We are proof that you don't always need to go the paid ad route. 5 years of consistent SEO and visibility work, we have never once turned on a Google ad for our own business. So don't let anyone pressure you into lead gen before you're ready. But when you are ready, when that machine is built and you're asking, how do I scale this thing? That's when paid search becomes a solid investment. And remember, the key to success is your analytics. If you can't measure it, you cannot manage it.
Your next action step is simple. Go run that checklist. Be honest with yourself about where you're at. If every box is checked and the budget is ready, let's build your lead generation foundation together. Schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. Just one conversation with us can change the entire trajectory of your marketing strategy.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so subscribe and you'll never miss one. And please remember to send us your anonymous voicemails at fordesignerbusiness.com. We've been loving the voicemails that our wonderful community of designers, just like you, have been sending in. So please keep them coming and don't be afraid to share. Maybe you're stuck somewhere on this marketing journey. Maybe you actually don't know what step you're on just yet. Whatever it is, send it in and you just might get free coaching on a future episode.
Remember, every designer who has a full pipeline and a high-performing marketing strategy went through the grunt work to get there. The organic years, the slow seasons, the 90-day experiments, there are no free shortcuts. Time or money, pick one. So commit to the step you're on right now and do it with intention. The machine comes to those who build it. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, people.